Hello, my friends. Today, the Sun and the Moon and Jupiter all meet up in the 11th house, the Aquarian house. You know, I'm thinking about the future, about legacy. You know, leaving a legacy that will empower humanity for generations to come, just like Prometheus did when he, you know, stole fire from the gods and, you know, gave humanity the chance to have sovereignty over their own consciousness. You know, yay! So it's a time to celebrate. Think about the future. And where you want to go, and, you know, how you're going to act as an individual out in the world, and really take responsibility for your life, you know, take total creative control over your destiny, and inspire others to do the same, and all become one cosmic consciousness of happiness, and fierce dynamism, and, you know, all those utopian ideals that Aquarians love to dream about, you know, and, yeah, that's about it, just, you know, setting yourself up for success in the future. You know, think about Sagittarius. It's always on a quest for truth and meaning. Aquarius is about freedom through individuation. So truth and meaning through individuation. And really, you know, empowering yourself so that you can then empower the community, you know. It's like you have to love yourself enough to become a self. Wait, how does that work? You have to love yourself enough. Well, you have to be loved enough to become a self. That's the whole Aquarian-Leo dynamic, that polarity between the 5th house and the 11th house and the Aquarius and Leo. So it's really tricky stuff because, you know, there's this urge to conform within Aquarius, you know, to get along, you know, to, you know, make a community work. But when you do that, then you cut off the thing that makes community healthy. You know, the individual dynamics of each person. You know, when you look at people as a group instead of as an individual, I mean, it loses all of its, all the flavor. You know, it's like, in a scale with music, you can have a blues scale, and that's really great, and there's lots of blue notes. It's just, oh, it just feels so good. But as soon as you add all of the notes, then it loses, like, its color and, like, the tone, the ambiance, the mood. It shifts and it just all becomes mud. You know, we don't want that. We want something specific, which is why we always need to embrace the archetype of Leo, the individual who's, yes, highly narcissistic, but sometimes, you know, for the collectivist Aquarian in us, we need that. So we can remember that it's important to be ourselves, and that is how we truly empower humanity. All right, my friends, until next time.